Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. I'm Vanessa Denha here. Stars Guitars is a family-friendly annual event benefiting the Charles A. Maine Pediatric Cancer Survivor Scholarship Fund of Beaumont Children's Hospital. The fund is named in honor of Dr. Charles Maine, retired chief of pediatric hematology and oncology at Beaumont Hospital. Joining us is Dr. Charles Maine. Dr. Maine, thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning, everyone, and thanks for listening.
So tell us the history about this event and how it got started, Dr. Maine.
Well, the history really goes back probably to 1964, and that's when I first started taking care of children that had cancer. And at that time, the survival rate for childhood leukemia was about 2%. So we were really not concerned about survivors. We were just concerned about advancing the cure rate with the children. And thanks to cooperative group trials, thanks to very brave parents and very brave children, by about 25 years ago, the cure rate was up to about 60%, and we had many children that were graduating from high school that didn't really have the opportunity to go to college because they had missed so much school, and they were not a potential scholarship winner. Their parents, many times one of the parents had to quit their job to take care of the child, and they spent their savings, and so they did not have the opportunity to go to college. A group of merchants in Birmingham approached me and said, we are having a fashion show in Birmingham this year. If we raise any money and gave it to you, what would you do with it? And I said, I would like to provide college scholarship assistance to these children that have survived cancer. They have a tremendous amount of potential. They are several years ahead of their peers as far as their maturity. And I'd like to give them a kick in the pants and let them get on with their life and become successful citizens. The first year we gave out one scholarship to a girl from Birmingham, and it has slowly, slowly grown over the years. The fashion show was very successful until we were going to have it on 9/12 in 01, and of course 9/11 wiped that out, so we didn't have an event that fall. And then by that time, the environment in Birmingham had changed. There were not as many women's clothing stores and that type of thing, so the fashion show did not happen again.
So you went from fashion to guitar then?
Oh, yes. We had... Our volunteers still wanted to work. They still wanted to raise money. They still wanted to help the children. And so there were some volunteers that were very, very interested in guitars, attending events. And we started the Stars Guitars. And the idea was that it would be a stroll-around gourmet dinner, many auction items. One year we had as many as 70 autographed guitars, and the other memorabilia, sports memorabilia, and restaurant packages and beauty shop packages and many, many different things. For the last dozen years, we've had it at the Dearborn Ford Community Center on Michigan Avenue in Dearborn, and it is it's a great facility to have this type of thing. We have the stroll around dinner and the auction in it's like an old roller rink. So you get a large area with no pillars, no posts, and you're there for a couple of hours. And then we go into the auditorium for the show. And we've had some great acts in the past. We've had Eddie Money. We've had Little River Band. We've had the Guess Who. And this year, it's going to be Creedence Clearwater Revisited, and a great group with a large songbook, and I think that people that attend will have a wonderful time. The nice thing about it, it's a casual dress, and you don't have to rent a tuxedo or get a new gown or anything, and it's user-friendly, and it's only $95 to attend. And if anyone is interested in being a sponsor, if anyone's interested in making a donation to the auction, Or more importantly, if anyone's interested in attending, our website is the place to go, and it's all one word, starsguitars.org. And I would strongly recommend that you look, because there are pictures of other events, and you can see the wonderful time that everyone there is having. So we started doing that, and as the number of survivors of childhood cancer grew, we had more and more scholarship winners. And we currently have, for this school year, we have 40 young adults attending college, and we are helping them, you know, with their college education. They get money every year for as long as they're in school, and sometimes someone has gone to school to be a teacher. Maybe after a few years, they decide they want to go back and get a master's. You know, we jump in and help them again. We have had, in the last few years, we've had two girls graduate from medical school. So they were helped for 8 and 9 years. We have one young woman who's graduating from the University of Pennsylvania this year with a degree in veterinary medicine. And many, many, many of our young adults, former cancer patients, scholarship winners, go into professions that will help other people. Many of them are teachers, many of them are nurses, many of them are social workers. Many of them go into medicine. Of course, some are engineers, some are firemen, some are policemen. But they are very, very successful and very, very thankful for the support that they get from these incredible group of volunteers that we have.
Let me ask you this, Dr. Main. Who was the first person you reached out to for a guitar when you went from fashion to guitar?
Oh, that would be hard.
Remember?
Probably it was probably a country western person, because they are, you know, unbelievably, you know, friendly and receptive as far as donating guitars. Local musicians are wonderful. You know, Kid Rock, if we can locate him, he'll always do a guitar. Bob Seger will always, you know, do a guitar.
We have some great talent out of Detroit. We really do. Good, friendly talent out of Detroit.
Absolutely. And but I'd say the everyone, if they get the message and we're able to make a connection with them, you know, will sign the guitar. Mm-hmm. But the country people are easier. Now, Garth Brooks has signed, you know, almost every year. One year I was out at, I call it Pine Knob, I guess it's DTE now. Yeah. And I went up to his trailer, and I had an appointment to get the guitar signed, and his road manager was there, and he said, okay, he said, you're the only person that we can interrupt him for, because they're working on some new songs. And we got the guitar signed, and I said to his road manager later, why does he get it? I mean, there's some people that get it, and there's some people that don't get it. He said when he was just a little bar band in Oklahoma, one of the members of his band, their daughter developed a kidney tumor and had to go through the treatment, radiation therapy, the whole thing. And Garth Brooks was right there when they were doing that. And he said a lot of people don't know it, but he will have concerts, and he has raised over $1 million for Oklahoma Children's Hospital and for their Ronald McDonald House in Oklahoma. So he does get it, and he signs a guitar for us.
Dr. Main, what on average does a guitar go for? I mean, what's the average and what's the highest you've ever gotten for a guitar?
The highest we've ever had for a guitar was probably a Les Paul guitar. It's a very interesting story. I was sitting watching, again, many years ago, the Channel 56 auction, and they were offering a Les Paul guitar. And I bid on it and got it and went down and picked it up and brought it home. It was not autographed. And I told my wife, I said, it'd be nice if Les Paul was still alive. He could autograph this guitar for us. Well, about 2 weeks later, we were listening to NPR, and here they are interviewing Les Paul, and he's about 89 years old. And I contacted the club that he played one day a week on Times Square in New York, got the name of his manager, contacted his manager after he spent about a month making sure that we were really a legitimate charity. He called me and he said, if you have a guitar here next Monday night, Les will sign it for you. Well, fortunately, one of my daughter-in-law's cousins was a editor of People magazine. I sent her the guitar. She went over, had it signed. And Les signed for a couple of years for us guitars. They were then having an event at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, and he called and through his manager and invited me to come to the event and bring some guitars and get them signed, and he'd get me a backstage pass and the whole thing. Well, I had already agreed to a talk that night, same night, to a large group for a fundraiser for St. Jude Hospital, and I felt I couldn't back out on that. So one of the other volunteers went and took three guitars, and he went in to see Les Paul, and Les Paul signed one of them, and he said, what are the other two guitars for? And he said, I'm going to try to get some of the other entertainers to sign them. And Les Paul said, look, kid, I'm 93 years old. I'm not going to live forever. Let me sign the other ones. And about a month later, he passed. And the last guitar that we had went for over $10,000.
Wow.
That was phenomenal. But your question originally was, what does the typical price?
Yeah.
If someone comes, they might get a guitar for $300 or $400. You never know. You know, to be an auction, you've got to have two people that want something.
Yeah.
If you're the only one, you get it for the price that was put on it. Mm-hmm. If there are a half a dozen people that want it, like there was with the Les Paul guitar, the price will go up there, and it'll be over $10,000, and more children will benefit from it.
Is this a live auction with an auctioneer, or is it a silent auction where you bid on a piece of paper?
Very good question. It is primarily a silent auction. This year, it will be, we're going electronic, and you will actually bid on your smartphone. Mm-hmm. So you could go over and sit down and talk with your friends and have a drink, and you'll get a beep, and it'll say that Justin Verlander ball that you were bidding on, someone else just bid, would you like to bid again? And you just hit a button, and your bid, you know, jumps up by, you know, a few dollars, and now you're the first owner. So there's not that fighting for the paper, you know, that type of thing like there is with some silent auction. Usually we have two or three live auction items that are on stage with either Hugh Perkins, who is our MC. He'll be the auctioneer, or sometimes we'll have an auctioneer. And if we have some really big items, for instance, the Harley-Davidson motorcycle that we have this year, that might be auctioned from the stage.
We're talking about Stars Guitars. It's a family-friendly annual event benefiting the Charles A. Main Pediatric Cancer Survivor Scholarship Fund of Beaumont Children's Hospital. Dr. Main is with us here this morning on It's Your Community. Dr. Main, did you ever think in your career as a doctor that you'd be now talking to celebrities and musicians and gathering guitars? I mean, look where your career's kind of taken you. With really the intent of just helping these patients that you were treating.
I had no idea that I would be doing this. I had no idea that I would meet Willie Nelson. I'd meet people from KISS. I'd meet, you know, all these people because we many times will be the ones that will go and get the autographs, you know, signed on the guitar. Our volunteers will make the connections, and they are incredibly persistent. They call. They send emails. They send letters. And then they'll either go and get it signed, or one of our volunteers in other parts of the country will get a guitar signed and then send it to us. I can't tell you how satisfying it is to be able to help these people. These young adults are just when you get to know them, they're the most special people that you would ever want to meet. They will come to me not infrequently and say, why am I different than my friends? And what they mean is, they don't know this, but what they mean is, why am I more mature than my friends? And I tell them it's because you've faced death. You know, you've had sometimes a year, 2 years, 4 years of chemotherapy. You've received radiation. You've been in the hospital with infections and that type of thing. And you look at life differently sometimes than your friends do. And over the last 25 years, we've helped 170, you know, young adults. We've given over well over $1 million you know, to help with the scholarships. And it's not just a one-time thing. They get it for as long as they're in school. And then about 8 years ago, I was at Costco and ran into a former patient. And I said, why aren't you coming in to be checked up? You know, they're about a third of the children that have been through chemotherapy have serious issues. About one-third will have issues that can be treated, you know, with medication, that type of thing. And about one-third of the patients have no long-term problems at all. And he said, I can't afford it. He said, I'm too old now. I'm off my mother's insurance. And so I just can't afford to come in. So the next meeting we had, I talked to the volunteers, and I said, I'd like to get some money from the Stars Guitars and use it to help these children come in for a long-term follow-up visit. So now, twice a month, we have a long-term follow-up clinic. The young adults, I saw a 42-year-old the other day. I guess he's not a young adult. And they get seen by a physical therapist, a learning and development specialist, a social worker, a dietitian, a nurse navigator, and myself. And if they can't pay their copay, if they don't have insurance, if there are some very specialized tests that need to be done, we pay for it from money that we raise at Stars Guitars.
And this was a former pediatric cancer patient.
These are all former Beaumont Children's Hospital cancer patients, correct.
Dr. Main, how has pediatric cancer changed over the years? You were talking about the 2% survival rate back 30-some years ago when you started, almost 40 years ago when you started seeing cancer patients. How has it changed over the years? Is the treatments getting better, the research getting better, survival rates are higher?
Survival rates are much higher, and I would have to say the one thing that has increased the survival rates has been cooperative group trials. And what that is that Beaumont Hospital, Children's Hospital, University of Michigan, Michigan State, and several other hospitals here in the state of Michigan all belong to what's called Children's Oncology Group. And this is a group of about 150 hospitals in the United States and Canada who work together to come up with better ways of treating children with cancer. So if we had a new patient that came in with leukemia or a bone tumor or a brain tumor, we would contact Children's Oncology Group, and they would tell us what treatment to give that child. And at any one time, there might be two, three, four different treatments available for that particular disease. And by a large number of hospitals working together and using these different treatments, very quickly you find out which treatment is better, which treatment is safer. And that's how we have gone from 2% for, you know, in my professional career, 2% childhood leukemia survival to 90% now is with the cooperative group trials. But it also took very, very, very special mothers and fathers and children. I mean, years and years ago, when you go to a mother and you say, we would like to treat your child with an experimental chemotherapy and we can't promise anything. You know, I can't tell you what the side effects are going to be. I can't tell you what the results are going to be. But it's got to be better. Let's hope it's going to be better. Let's pray it's going to be better than the 2% that we're getting right now. And I never had a parent or a child refuse being treated. And by treating them, you learn and you learn and you learn. And I can say we've learned something from every patient that we've treated.
With childhood cancers, Dr. Main, is there a heavy genetic component involved, or is it primarily environmental?
Fabulous question. We are learning more and more and more about the genetics of cancer. You know, this is the molecular biology, you know, the genes that are involved. I remember the first meeting that I went to where they had a speaker talking about molecular biology and the genetics of the cancer. And they gave them the time slot at lunch. So here everybody's banging with tables, talking to friends that they haven't seen since the last meeting. And you could barely hear what the person said. Now the prime times at the meetings are where they talk about the genetics and the molecular biology and that type of thing. So we are learning more and more and more. We do know, you know, there's a certain environmental component, the fact that leukemia, childhood leukemia, increases slightly in numbers, in percentages every year, tells us that there must be something that we are doing, you know, to our environment, you know, to ourselves, to our children, that must be causing this number to increase. But it's a combination of things, to answer your question. It's environment, it's genetics, and some of it we just don't understand. We are still learning, and that's why research and research dollars are so critically important.
We're talking with Dr. Charles Main, a pediatric cancer survivor. Scholarship Fund is named after him of Beaumont Children's Hospital. They have their annual Stars Guitars coming up. It's an event. It's an auction. You can get some really cool guitars from really fabulous entertainers, including our own Detroit produce entertainers have signed some of these guitars. StarsGuitars.org. Do you have a favorite entertainer? Do you have a favorite? Have you kept any of these guitars? Bought one yourself?
I have one guitar that I bought. It is my favorite. It's my dream that he would perform for us at Stars Guitars, and it's Bob Seger. I don't think Bob Seger writes songs. I think he writes poems and then sings them. I mean, he is just fantastic, and that is the one guitar that I purchased and the one guitar that I have at home.
Oh, wow. I love Bob Seger. I absolutely, one of my favorite. Has he ever performed for you at Stars Guitars?
No, Bob has not performed. I would like to think that he'd be up in the morning listening to this show and that he would hear it and give us a call, but he's been very, very generous as far as signing guitars.
Well, you know, Bob Seger, if you're listening, or if your manager or somebody on your team is listening, go to starsguitars.org, do some research. You've signed guitars for them, so you know it's a legitimate organization, and you are going to perform one year for them. We're going to put it out there.
That would be my prayer, the answer to a prayer. Thank you. The event is June 4th. It's local. It's right on Michigan Avenue at the Ford Dearborn Community Center. Just east of Southfield on Michigan Avenue. Great parking, fabulous, fabulous food, lot of auction items, and we're expecting a tremendous show with Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
When you went from fashion, Dr. Main, to guitars, did it up the game a lot? I have to believe that you attracted a larger audience.
Before we ended up in Dearborn, we were in some venues that were kind of difficult and tents and things like that, and there was rain, and we had went through some tough times at first with Stars Guitars. We are where we belong right now, but it took a while for us to get back to where we were doing at the fashion show. The Birmingham fashion show, at that time Jim Harper was our MC, and it was a very, very successful event.
So, but now we're at Stars Guitars helping lots of college students with scholarship funds. And these are all former cancer patients, right, Dr. Main? All former cancer. And is leukemia the most common childhood cancer still today?
Still today, childhood leukemia is the most common cancer that we see in children. But I think some people don't realize, you know, even though there are only about 14 or 15,000 cases of childhood cancer every year in the United States, you know, one out of about every 800 children, young adults, are a survivor of childhood cancer. So there are a lot of these young survivors that need our help, that need the opportunity, you know, to go to college and make themselves a better person. This year's 40 patients, some of them, you know, graduated 4 or 5 years ago. And six of them just graduated just last spring, just about a year ago. Two of them were valedictorians of their class. And both of them went through some very difficult times as far as their chemotherapy, as far as their treatment. And they struggled through it and became outstanding students. And one of them is going to Harvard and one of them is going to the University of Michigan. So it's very impressive, and I can't stress enough how special these children are. Being a pediatrician, I feel all children are special, but the struggle that they've had to make, that's why we want everyone to jump at the opportunity to help us help them.
Dr. Charles Main, thank you so much for joining us here on It's Your Community.
Thank you very much.
StarsGuitars.org again is the website. The event's coming up in June. You can participate, go to the fundraiser, bid on a guitar, and have a lot of fun. If any questions or comments or show topics you want us to cover, get to me, Vanessa Denha. You do that by going to my website at denhamedia.com. If you have any show ideas, please email us at info@denhamedia.com. And as always, I remind our listeners to connect, collaborate, and communicate with your community. Thanks for listening.
It's Your Community.